misunderstood. A sample just a tactic, a portion of my method, a tool.
In fact, it's
only of importance when I make it a priority.
And what we samples are by the majority.
But you a minority in terms of thought.
Narrow-minded
and poorly taught about hip-hop and other silly games to erase my music so no one uses it.
You step on us and we'll step on you.
Can't have your cake and eat it too.
Talking all that jazz. Hide the truth. It's when you talk more jazz than proof, and when you lie and address something you don't know.
It's so whack that it's bound to show.
When you lie about me and the band, we get angry. Whip out our pen, start writing again. And the things we write are always true, sucker. Get a grip, now we talk about you. Seems to me that you have a problem, so we can see what we can do. Sonder.
Think rap is a fad, you must be mad. Cause we're so bad, we get respect you never had.
Tell the truth, James Brown was old. Tell Eric and Rock came out what I got sold.
Rap brings back old R&B, and if we would not, people could have forgot.
We want to make this perfectly clear. We're talented and strong and have no fear
of those who choose to judge but lack pizzazz.
Talking all that jazz.
Now we're not trying to be a boss to you. We just want to get across to you
that if you're talking jazz, the situation is a no-win.
You might even get hurt, my friend.
Sonic, the hip-hop band.
And like Sly and the Family Stone, we will stand
up for the music we live and play.
And for the song we sing today.
For now, let us set the record straight.
And later on, we'll have a forum and a formal debate.
But it's important you remember, though.
What you reap is what you sow.
Talking all that jazz.
Talking all that jazz.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
If you want to bring a fundamental change in people's beliefs and behaviors, you need to create a community around them where those new beliefs can be practiced and expressed and nurtured. That's Malcolm Gladwell, and good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of the world with you and an engaging panel of guests. And I invite you, as always, to have a seat and join the conversation. 888-550-9105. My jewels tonight come from Malcolm Gladwell. You all know I quote his book, The Outliers, quite frequently. But that quote came from The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference. And it was in searching for a quote that would be appropriately address my one of my guests tonight. I had to go to Malcolm Gladwell because this brother is definitely an outlier who has and a culture shifter. He has definitely shifted the culture within his career and within our lifetime. He invented and trademarked Neo Soul. Everybody you can think of that came under that moniker, he either produced, managed, put on. So we're going to have a great conversation tonight with him. Who is that? I'm going to need you to go Google right now, those of you who are like, Kedar Massenburg, I sound familiar. You got time to go Google right now and give us a call. And I wrestled with using a quote from Fidel Castro tonight, who once said, I will not die until America is destroyed. Donald Trump is elected president, Castro dies. I'm just saying. It will certainly be It will certainly be a topic of discussion at my next guest event. Welcome President and CEO of the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Gordon Eric Knowles, to the building again.
Chill.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Blessed and highly favored. How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic.
And joining us tonight, Timothy Barber, Executive Director of the Black Archives. Welcome.
Thank you. How you doing, Jill?
Glad to have you. And I need you to become one with the mic, Tim.
All right. I'm here.
There you go.
Is that better?
That's lovely. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you.
So, you know what? And I was just saying that, you know, and you look so different in person. It's funny because, you know, usually people, you know, your corporate pictures are, you know, very stately. You're in a, you know, well-fitting suit.
I hope that's a good thing.
And then, you know, when you come to Hot Talk at 11 o'clock on Sunday night, you know.
Changing the shirt. Yeah.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. That's the lovely thing.
Yes.
And Gordon, you have such great pictures on the internet, Gordon Arnold. But you were a model, so.
Yeah.
It's you know.
Know how to do it.
It comes, you know, it comes, you come by it naturally.
Yeah. Well, actually, it came from my grandmother and my mother. My grandmother was a seamstress designer, and my grandmother bought me a pair of ballets when I was in high school.
Okay, so, that was it, you know, right?
Yeah, that was kind of hard to get away from.
That was all she wrote. Yeah, well, you have some really good ones out there. So, listen, it's a big week coming up in South Florida. It's Art Basel. And it is the 11th annual Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce Gala at Jungle Island.
Yeah.
This, you know what I noticed? Where's my script? I noticed that you all kind of changed the name of it. As a matter of fact, no, let me go to Jessica's notes because I know she didn't. I abbreviated it. Miami-Dade Chamber presents its 11th annual holiday gala embracing South Florida's multicultural business community, cruising into the future.
Cruising into the future.
I'm like, why? Gospel, musical, stage play, drama, extravaganza. What's with the title?
Well, you know, Jill, my whole thing about the chamber, obviously the chamber started back in 1974 mm-hmm. as a platform for black businesses.
Yes.
Because the Greater Miami Chamber of Miami. They weren't inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So a gentleman by the name of David Fincher.
Okay.
Started along, actually, T. Willett Fair, a bunch of folks that we know.
T. Willett was in there somewhere.
Ron Frazier was as well,
mm-hmm.
and they were a part of that. But Mr. Fincher was the guy who did the day-to-day. He was a businessman, was a policeman first, and then he started a security business. So
okay.
He started a chamber back in 1974. So here we are, 2016, mm-hmm. and obviously in the community that we live in, as I said, the annual holiday gala embracing the South Florida multicultural business community.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not all black, as in black Americans. We're Haitian American. We're Jamaican. It's different cultures.
Okay.
Okay,
well then that, yeah. Now I'll go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also we're Latin. We're black.
Mm-hmm.
Dominican, we're black, Cuban, and then we are all of those things in general.
Right.
And so that's why I came up with that theme a couple years ago. But then I put the tagline on this year, Cruising into the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of that was thinking about our community as the cruise capital of the world.
Yes.
But also it's talking about our millennials and where we're going to be in the future.
Mm.
Because that conversation gets very controversy in itself, because I don't know if we're necessarily cruising into the future from that perspective, because the way they talk is like we're going to kick the door down and take the future.
Right. Well,
but at the same time, you know, that's another conversation for another time.
Well, it's interesting, though, because I think that, you know, I have a whole thing with that whole millennial thing. But I think they just take it too far. They're experiencing things that no one else has ever experienced before. And it's, no, it's you're experiencing things. There are some. The world is a much smaller place now that, you know, you can carry around your computer in your purse. You know what I mean? It does make the world a little smaller
Absolutely.
Than it was when we, you know.
Well, you know, I celebrate them. Yeah, I celebrate them and I embrace them. But the one thing that I say, they also have to embrace us, and that's
exactly.
And that's the rub and the that I get when they don't feel that they do. Because we open doors for them that they can't. Some of them open their own doors,
mm-hmm.
but it takes, that's a process to get there. But we open a lot of doors still. And to me, it's not about, it's about working together.
Yeah, no, it definitely is about working together because we're really not in a time where we can be divisive among age.
Absolutely.
On top of everything else. I mean, I think that it's just really a time of inclusiveness. And I think that there's a lot to share back and forth. I remember being 21, 22, but, you know, I always kind of had a reverence for history, first of all. And then for those that were, you know, older than me because they moved me into positions that at that age I couldn't move myself into. I remember Carmen Morris put me on, you know, and I was a volunteer on Nelson Mandela's visit to Miami.
Wow.
So, you know, that wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
Had I not, you know, had her in my corner. And so I think that, you know, I think they negate those relationships a lot. They throw themselves into corporate and think, well, you know, I'm just going to blaze my trail.
Right. A lot of it, you know, they say they network different than we do as far as us, I guess, us baby boomers or the older folks. And my conversation, well, how do you network? You go to events and they want mentors. So
right.
If you want a mentor, don't you go where the mentors are?
Right.
Or don't you invite the mentors to something that you're doing?
Yeah.
If you're not inviting us, then how can we
and
engage?
And vice versa.
Exactly.
You know.
And when we invite you, you should come.
Yeah.
And if you're doing things differently, let's figure out how we can do that together.
Together, yeah. Yeah, because there are several young groups that are really doing some really positive things. Social
Absolutely.
Exchange is one of them. Urban Miami is another one. There are a lot of
them. I mean,
out
Chamber.
There,
the Chamber has the Young Professional Network.
I was going to say.
Arnesia
and
Fabiola.
Fabby
Flip. Panway Gibson. So, and there are a number of Cedric who works with.
Oh, yeah. McMinn. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So we have a lot of great young folks that we work with. Matter of fact, Arnesia is on our board, the board of the directors for the
Arnesia,
Chamber.
Did you taste the pie caking?
No, I saw you with the pie caking, but no, I didn't taste it.
Look here.
I tasted too much.
I had people showing up to my house. Girl, I just came for the pie cake, and I just want to try the pie cake. It was amazing.
It was tight.
It was amazing, and I, you know, I had to have it. I have a 3-day rule on Thanksgiving leftovers. They had to be out of all of them.
I got a 3-day rule on food, period.
Out of my house on today. Whatever was not out of my house today was going into the trash.
You know, my daughter, you know, she might bring something home, and it might be there, and she'd go in the refrigerator, like, couple of days later, well, Daddy, where's the, hey, you can't,
it's
got to go. But anyway.
So your event, now your events are like parallel. Tim, the Black Archives event, Visions of Our 44th President. I thought that was so cool. So for those of you who have not seen it yet, there's the collector's edition book will be for sale
yes.
at the exhibit.
Yes.
So they chose 44 artists to do a bust, a life-size bust of President Obama, our 44th president, and their, you know, artistic impressions of his 8 years in office. And all of the busts will be on display at the Black Archives. What is the date on the event?
Yes, the date is November 30th, this Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so this exhibit, honestly, I saw this exhibit in California. I saw about 5 busts.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a national conference, and inside this great conference room that we had of black museums stood these 5 busts of Obama, and it caught my attention immediately and from across the room. The first thing I asked the person who had them was, how do I buy one?
Right.
It was just, you know, that impactful. So immediately when I began to talk to the curator, they informed me that this was an exhibit that the Charles Wright Museum had in Detroit.
In Detroit?
Yes.
My hometown.
Yes. And it premiered. They explained to me that there were 44 of these busts,
mm-hmm.
and there was only 5 in California. And I think at Essence Festival, they had about 7 of them at Essence Festival in 2012. But when I began to inquire, they told me that they were at Charles Wright Museum in their collection. And immediately I began to work with them to see how could I get all 44 bus to Miami during Art Basel. And that was a, I mean, think about, it was short term,
yeah.
August when I notified them that I wanted to receive the bus for Art Basel. And working back and forth, we were able to get all 44.
That's awesome. And it's your 40th anniversary, so there's a little synergy happening there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a kickoff to our 40th anniversary of the Black Archives. The Black Archives is a research repository.
We can hear that, Eric.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, let me turn it down. Okay.
I'm like, I'm sorry. But
that's what you were over there doing your little
you know,
finger point.
Yeah.
Okay. So funny. So this will be in celebration of your 40th anniversary of the Black Archives.
It's the kickoff to the 40th anniversary. The Black Archives was established by Dorothy Jenkins Fields in 1977, November. So 2017 will be the 40th year of the Black Archives, and this is the kickoff to that road. A year from now, we're looking to create some sustainability for the Black Archives Lyric Theater. You know, I always like to tell people when I'm out, did you know that if it weren't for black people, Miami wouldn't be Miami? So, you know, we try to get that impact over to people and get the support that we need to sustain our preservation of history.
Right. So is this is one of your many fundraisers?
Yes.
But first let me say that I would like to be on whatever committee that is.
All right.
For the 40th, the Black, I interned at the, I just volunteered really at the Black Archives when I was a student at Florida Memorial University, yeah. And that was, and that's how I learned Miami.
Okay.
That's how I learned a lot of the history of Miami. So, so however I could be involved
come
on the 40th. And, you know, I mean, it's that kind of season. And I, you know, sidebar, but I'm hoping that this election cycle has that same effect on other people's that it's having.
Yes.
On me. You know, I've gone back to my alma mater and started a group. I would love to be involved with the Black Archives because, quite honestly, if we don't preserve our history,
who else will?
No one will.
Exactly.
First of all. And, we have a call. James in Liberty City. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you, sir?
I'm feeling great today. First of all, I have a question for the gentleman you're talking to. He is doing some dynamic work, but sometimes you could be doing some things, and it'd be good, and you might be just missing a little small detail, which I want to kind of put him on point. I don't know if you agree with this or not, sir, but can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm talking to the gentleman. Okay.
Which one? To Tim or to Eric?
He said some dynamite stuff when he said we have black Cuban people, we have a multicultural people, but he left out one segment that is so important, and it makes black people look stupid when you don't do it. We have also have biracial people, okay? We need to quit giving biracial people the title of being black, because if it happened during slavery, you're not dumb that make black people look. So some white person that just born in 1980 to come up and set up a black people war, but their white dad just impregnated them in 1980, that's the slave master told the slave anything with black in his life. He told them that so he could sleep with them for free, then take his life and then put it in the black race and use it over and over and over again against the black people. I'm saying this. Keep race mixing, but white people need to come embrace it just like black people do. Okay?
Okay.
That's kind of my thing that brother said. They need to embrace it too. So if they ain't going to embrace it, don't you embrace
then
it.
We
here's what they got going on. Listen, they taking the vanilla, pouring it in your chocolate and telling you that your chocolate just became better. No, I want you to take my chocolate and pour your vanilla came better. Okay?
Okay.
You can make my chocolate look better. Okay, we need to stop that dumb stuff. And I love President Obama. He is my biracial president. He is not my black president. Okay, my identity is at stake. That's the process they use to steal black people's identity.
Biracial.
Like, no slave master, no slave master junior. No, you is included in this. We did it together.
Okay. Thank you, James. So, you were saying, Tim, that the...
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, the Black Archives, you know, was established in 1977. Feel that it's going to be our kickoff. We thought that bringing this exhibition, because regardless of whether, you know, people say he bought, and that's the purpose, what this last caller did, that's the purpose
James.
Of this exhibit. James, this exhibit talks about the vision of our 44th president. And basically, it ties in because it's the way these artists viewed him. If you look, when you come, you're going to see several paintings. So one of them, the paintings that I like, is called Is He Black Enough? And this is one of the busts that you'll see there. And it kind of ties into what's going on socially now, because it's the perception that people have of one person. When you think about what happened in Oklahoma when a guy in a helicopter that was about 5,000 feet up in the air talking about he looks like a big, a bad black dude.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this exhibit is about, how people perceive a person. And this exhibit on Obama leads us into that.
Yeah. Mic is up. There we go. Yeah, I think that James, James is very serious about his blackness and our ability to focus on that above all else. And I appreciate that. And I think that it is important. But I just don't feel that we can discount someone who has a mixture.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
You can't.
And that, you know, we need nothing to separate us on those levels at this point in the game. So, but I did want to ask you, Eric, about the, I know that the chamber at the awards dinner,
right.
You give out awards to those who have made great strides in our community.
Absolutely.
Now, is there an emerging, business, we talked about the millennials, have you developed a track for them, young business?
Well, we have that pretty much focused on that aspect of doing business with the chamber when we do our business leaders lunch.
Okay.
And we do that in March. But what we did, to your point, this year, we have basically four categories
in which
we recognize folks.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, for the first time, we speaking with my YPNers, and to get them more involved.
Yeah.
I said, well, how can we create an opportunity to bring them into the fold? So we created what's called the David Fincher Innovator Award.
Nice.
And the first person that we're recognizing, and the YPNers selected this person, is Leanne Buchanan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Leanne is with Venture Cafe. Mm-hmm. She came here, and they're doing so many great
things.
She's
doing a great job with Venture Cafe.
Exactly.
Allison Horton introduced me to her from South Florida newspaper. She introduced me to her, for the first time. Well, I didn't know much about her.
Yeah.
So now, we're going to... We'll take a quick break, and you'll give me the,
we'll clean up on the
other side. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
We got it coming at you.
Up close and personal with Drew Hill. The Miami Funk Fest edition.
Like all of your radios to 105.1.
And listen for the song to win. The 10th caller when the song plays wins tickets to the Miami Funk Fest. Going down December 9th and 10th at the Miramar Regional Park. And all access to Hot Live Up Close and Personal with Drew Hill. The Miami Funk Fest edition. Hosted by Rick Party, Benji Brown, and Jill Tracy. Brought to you by Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Variety Entertainment. And South Florida's only station. For today's R&B at Old School. Hot 105. Download our Hot 105 app for more chances to win.
Or go to hot105fm.com for more details now.
Hi, this is Simone Biles. When kids believe in themselves, it's amazing what they can accomplish.
I believe I could be a pilot.
I believe I can be a professor.
A doctor.
A poet.
I believed I could be a gold medalist. And thanks to the love and support from my parents who adopted me when I was a foster kid, I was able to reach my dreams.
There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S.
For many of them, the holidays can be an especially difficult time. That's why Mattress Firm's Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation, is collecting new toys. With your donation, foster children can not only believe in the magic of the holidays, but that people really care. To learn more or donate to a foster child in your community, visit mattressfirmfosterkids.org today.
I believe I could be anything.
Come to any Mattress Firm today and donate a toy to help a foster child in your community. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
Hello, Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use dental floss to cut delicate baked goods.
Floss can also be used to lash pine boughs together to form a sturdy lean-to or fashion a makeshift kilt.
Life tip two, a local Geico agent could help you save hundreds on your car insurance. They're the number one auto insurer in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and the largest in Florida. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance.
A Geico agent could save you even more on motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance as well. They even have military and federal employee discounts, and they're not afraid to use them.
Life tip three, you can make your own heat wrap by microwaving a sock filled with uncooked rice.
Your sore muscles will melt, and you'll put your otherwise unproductive rice grains to work.
Geico, get savings into your life, online, over the phone, or at your local office.
We're taking laughter to a whole nother level at the Festival of Laughs with Mike F.
Our fathers come pick us up. We had four daddies in our family. I got some brothers that don't even look like me. Everybody waiting on their son. Look like a calf stand outside.
This year's Festival of Laughs is funnier than ever with Arnaz J.
Remember your mom and dad? They would hit you so hard they would knock the sound out of you.
Also featuring Felipe Esparza.
When we're going to Mexico, Mexican Border Patrol stopped us. We're searching our car because they didn't want nothing bad to go into Mexico. Like what? Roger?
Michael Blackstone.
I appreciate them dogs, King Joe. TV One that sees me every day. What do you mean by that?
Plus from Saturday Night Live, Jay Fair.
Last time I smoked weed, I got so high, I was driving around looking for my car keys.
Plus, Benji Brown, January 14th in the Janesville Night Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster in the box office or charged by phone. Don't miss Festival of Laughs.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Do you want to work for a purpose-driven company that believes in training, growth, and helping businesses? Do you enjoy a collaborative atmosphere? Are you entrepreneurial or goal-oriented? Do you enjoy social, digital, and established media? Cox Media Group Miami, a parent company of Hot 105, is a diverse group looking for innovators to join our team as an advertising sales representative. Apply today at WorkCMG.com. That's WorkCMG.com. Cox Media Group Miami is an equal opportunity employer.
What makes the holidays so great? Plenty of refreshing Coca-Cola and those unsung holiday heroes who make the season extra special. Like the guy at the end of the block braving sub-zero temperatures to put up the best light display in the neighborhood. Or the driver working overtime to drop off last-minute gifts. Or even Kris Kringle himself. So swing by Target this holiday season. Stock up on delicious Coca-Cola and take a moment to share one with your holiday hero. Taste the feeling.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows the song. 105.1.
How big are the Cowboys in Dallas?
Just how big?
So big.
Big enough for a church to
show the game on the big screen?
Big enough to get national attention for doing that.
Yeah, you know what?
Now, what church was this?
Friendship West.
Friendship West Baptist Church.
Because that's Pastor
Freddie Haynes.
Well, there's a verse in the Bible that says Jesus is on the main line. That could mean he's on the 10.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
I said we got it coming at you.
Welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. Coming up, he created the last great movement in music and culture. Neo Soul gave life and breathed life into the return of loving ourselves, our culture, our beauty, naturally. So what and who is next? Kedar Massenberg will be joining us in just a few. But we're wrapping up with my dear friend, Gordon Eric Knowles, and new friend, Tim Barber, from the Black Archives. So now, you have a pair of tickets to give away, Gordon Eric Knowles.
Yes, I do.
And those tickets are high. Them tickets are like $200.
Well, you know, it's a gala. This ain't, you know, come hang out at the corner or, well.
Listen
you know.
To you. It ain't got to be on the corner. But
well, hey.
But no, but it is.
It's black. It's black tie.
It's an expensive night. See the correct response was we are trying to raise money to help African-American businesses in South Florida.
You are absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jill. We work very hard to improve the lives of black businesses, black businessmen and women, minorities. And so this gala is our 11th annual gala, and we're recognizing some very great individuals who have done so much here in South Florida. One of those persons is Dorothy Jenkins Fields, who actually started the Black Art Archive. So it's a great night that Tim and I are here together.
Yes, indeed.
So we're going to be recognizing her. She'll be receiving the H.T. Smith Lifetime Achievement Award. And then we're going to recognize Dr. Nelson Adams, M.D., for all the great work that he does, not only as a gynecologist, but he does so much in our community to uplift so many. Here, he's the chair of the Overtown. He's the chairman of the Overtown CDC,
mm-hmm.
and St. John's CDC, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one individual I think that you know who
a little bit.
Yes, you may know him a little bit.
He'll be more careful.
He'll be
Rodney Baltimore.
He'll be receiving the Citizen of the Year Award, and that, as you said, Rodney Baltimore. And then I had mentioned earlier, Leanne Buchanan will be receiving the David Fincher Innovator Award. That's an award we just started. So, yeah, we have a pair of tickets to give away, so I don't know how you want to do that tonight.
Okay, so I think it should be a young business. So if you have a business and you are not a member of the chamber, but you think, you know, I probably should be, let me go check it out, because I probably wouldn't pay this $200 to go, but I probably should go and meet some people there. So that's who I want to call. Call right now, and we will give you tickets to go and share and see, you know, why it's important for you to be a member of the chamber.
And that's where you come and connect and meet those
there
folks who can help you grow your business. Because we have a lot of our members will be there. A lot of our sponsors. I don't know if I can mention any of those, Jill.
There are too many to name.
There are too many. There are a lot. But also, the other thing is, it's going to be a great night of entertainment.
Jackson Health is one of them.
Jackson Health
is. That's the big one.
That's one of the big ones. Actually, our honorary chair is Joe Areola, who's been helping me raise this money. So that
every
we can
time
do
I hear Joe's name, it's just like, does he spell it the same way?
So anyway, Howard Hewitt, Mm-hmm. Is going to be
performing.
Is performing that night, and then he'll be performing after the dinner in New Orleans, and then during the dinner hour we have Coco Simone performing.
Awesome, I love her.
Yep, and then
old soul.
Yeah, she's great. She is absolutely great. And then we have Daphne Clark, who will be performing during the cocktail hour. So it's going to be a great night of entertainment, great night of recognition,
awesome.
And great night of networking.
And Tim, okay, so now any caller, you don't have to be 9, 10, 12, whatever, just call. But you have to have a business, and you have to not be a member of the chamber. But you think it could probably help you, so give us a call. And now, Tim, wrap us up on the archives event. Is where'd the book go? You are really serious, Jessica Modkins, about this book not hanging around. But Visions of Our 44th President is the exhibit. It'll be up through February.
Yes.
But this is your first opportunity to see it this week.
Yeah, definitely.
As a part of Art Basel.
Wednesday, November 30th, we'll be having the opening of this exhibit. We are having a ticketed event. We're calling it All Black Party. This will be entertainment, live entertainment, music, food.
Awesome.
Special guest, Drew Hill.
Awesome.
So we're definitely... Huh? Yes.
Special guest. I'm not getting into that.
Okay.
Next, keep it moving.
And so we also are willing to give away two free tickets as well, because this is a fundraiser for the Black Archives to create sustainability after being here 40 years. We think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that the same people that jumped on board for the National Museum in Washington locally will jump on board and support.
Well, you know what? You know what? You make a very good point
exactly.
about that. Because, but we have to make it as exciting. We have to instill in them why it's important. They were, when I tell you the Smithsonian did a massive campaign, they were not playing, and they called everybody. They got a check from everybody.
Yeah,
definitely. Did you give them a check?
Probably
so. See? They did not leave a stone unturned when it came to getting people, you know, in the village. Because I think that, you know, one thing that they did, you know, is that tour that they did for an entire year where they went around the country and they got artifacts from people all over the country. That would be amazing to do that for South Florida. To have people go dig up in their, you know, basements and... they don't have basements here, but they go in their
garage,
attics and they go in their archives and find things that are, you know, authentic to. I knew a lady who had a lot of those old posters.
Wow.
From Overtown. You know, how Louis Armstrong and those used to come play in Overtown. Mm-hmm. But stuff like that, you know, where we can engage the community. So we will, you know, hopefully we'll discuss that on Wednesday night. Tony in Pembroke Pines. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, thanks. I was calling about those tickets.
Boom! They're yours. Now, what's the name of your business?
Infinity Marketing.
Infinity Marketing. And I take it that you are in marketing business.
That's a good guess.
You know. Just come by it naturally. What can I tell you? No. Well, this is a good show because my next guest is, you know, really kind of cut his chops in marketing. And is going to be a wealth of knowledge for you. So, awesome. So, Mark is going to get your information. Can he take a date?
Yes, it's two tickets, Jill.
Awesome. There you go. So, you have to listen, Tony.
The show.
Thank you so much. Tony, I'm going to need you to go. I'm going to need you to Instagram and tag me in all the pictures.
Okay, I can do that.
Awesome. All right, Mark's going to get your info. And the ticket's yours. Have a good time. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Tim.
I'll give away as well.
We're
giving two tickets
Boom.
Away.
Boom. See, yeah, just trying to get some more time. It's not going to work. That's not going to happen. But but you can leave me the two tickets. Well, how much is the event?
The tickets are $150.
Oh, okay.
Per person.
Oh.
If you're...
Okay, so yeah. All right. So the next person, two tickets for the opening of Visions of Our 44th President. You know, that you just, that you're like the rest of us, you're just going to be so sad to see him go that, you know, you'd like to come check it out. Boom! That was quick. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Oh, okay, sorry. All right, gentlemen, so listen, I thank you so much for coming out. And Eric, you know, this is your second or third trip that we, you know, it's time that we have that conversation about how do we get people to be members of the chamber and how can it benefit African-American business in this town. It, you know, this new election cycle has shown us that, you know, the struggle is real. For real.
Jill, the one thing I say, you know, all politics is local. as they say, and we've had this conversation before. And the one thing I said after the election, it didn't matter whether Trump won or Hillary won, because we still have to get up and do what we have to do on Monday morning. President Obama has been president for the last 8 years, and we are still dealing with disparity issues here in Miami-Dade County, where we as a black business community receive less than 1.5% of billions of dollars from the county and from the school board, even with the President Obama being the president for the last 8 years. So we got to go to work.
Amen. Line three. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Who's this?
This is Jill. I do have a new business in Overtown. We just got all the licenses and everything about a week ago.
That's awesome. What's the name of your business?
It's called Gerald's Print and Sign.
Gerald. See, okay. Tim knows you. Boom. There you go.
Good. And I definitely would like to go.
Well, they're yours.
Yes, ma'am.
Tickets are yours. Thank you for calling. Make sure that you tag me in your post. From that night.
Oh, no doubt. And thank you, Jill. Keep it going. And Eric and Tim, keep it up too, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to meeting you.
Awesome. We'll see. Boom. We did something good tonight. Well, maybe I will come because I'd like to meet both of them. So maybe I'll come to both. I've never been to your event, Eric. Never once. So
Jill, guess what?
Never once.
Jill.
Yes, sir.
You're invited.
Boom. Now I got to go get a formal.
Hey, it is black tie.
I will make it happen. I'll pull something, a rabbit out of my hat. Gordon, Eric Knowles, and Tim Barber, I thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Tonight on Hot thank Talk. You. And yes, and I will see you in the streets. And I will see you, Eric, I will see you back here. Let's say the first of the year. Let's make that happen. Let's start the new year off right and with an intention.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. All right. Coming up. As soon as you know what y'all in this Facebook Live, it's the time. Mark, can you take us to a break? You just over there doing all kind of stuff. We'll be right back on the other side.
Oh, I know some places that I used to be. 888-550-9105.
Welcome back to Hot Talk. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk with the Hot 105 app. You can download it now for Android and iPhone. Next week, my ladies from The Spill are back for Ask a Black Woman. And Black, Blue, and in Love, AVD Photography had an amazing idea to create a series of photos of African-American police officers who are married and or in love. The pictures are touching. I loved them when I saw them. And they'll be here next week to talk about it. Plus, I'll share that with you next week. But tonight, this brother right here, born and raised in the belly of hip-hop, the Boogie Down Bronx, a graduate of Central State University. My mama went to Central State.
Brooklyn, not Bronx. Brooklyn.
Oh, no. You from Brooklyn? Okay, get
all
out.
Down.
No. Oh, my but God, York, Brooklyn. I do love Brooklyn. They have one of the best museums in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But people in New York are serious about that. It's like, no, not the Bronx. I'm from Brooklyn. But you went to Central State. My mother went to Central State.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. She, and I went to a black college.
Okay.
She said that, I wanted to go someplace else. We won't talk about that. But she said, listen, other colleges create workers. Black colleges create leaders.
That's true. You're going
to a black college. And it's true.
That's true.
There's so many that have come out. But you earned your law degree at University of North Carolina.
Yes.
Chapel Hill.
Chapel, yes.
I think a lot of people have a tendency to want to compare you to Berry Gordy. But
no,
Clive Davis might be a little closer.
Well, Berry is so great. And both those gentlemen are great, man. I mean, to be even mentioned in their name is a pleasure.
No,
I'm being honest.
I mean, it's true, but you do stand on that stage too, Kedar Mathenberg.
No. I wish, but I feel good about the fact that I was a part of a movement. But these guys, I mean, the things that Berry had to go through, and back then is like tremendous. The things that he had to do to break records.
Well, yeah,
artists heard. You know, I mean, I stand on their shoulders basically.
Yeah.
So
that is certainly true, but you definitely created a cultural shift in music.
Yes.
And in that, I mean, there's a lot of comparison, I think, there, with Berry Gordy, you know, because he created the sound of young America.
Yes.
And you did too, you know, in another way. And the fact that you would then be president of Motown.
Yeah. That was interesting, though. I mean, because when I had the choice to be president of Motown or Universal, being one of the founders of Universal, but I picked Motown. But I it was one caveat that I told Doug Morris at the time that I would have to get the blessings of the elders.
Mm.
And he looked at me. What do you mean? I said, well, I went and met with Stevie. I got his blessing. I met with Diana Ross. I met with, of course, Berry Gordy first. I met with Suzanne DePass. I met with Otis as well as Shelly from The Temptations.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I flew off to L.A., so I had to get their blessings first because I think people take for granted they get the blessings from the elders before they move on and try to fulfill their shoes in some type of way. So it's important that they gave me their blessings, and fortunately, they all gave me their blessings, and I was able to move on and kind of like rebirth Motown with, you know, with the Erica's, the Indians, the Cams, what have you. So I was blessed to be able to do that and be able to meet them before they passed or crossed over.
Yeah, and you put Motown in the black.
Yeah, I did. Me and my team, you know, had a few people with me. You know, Brother Don is listening. You know, Shantae Page, a few other people that was there to help me.
Yeah, well, you know, and that at that time, you know, that was monumental, and that's what I kind of, you know, I as a lawyer,
right,
you know, you kind of came into the business differently than, you know, Berry Gordy or others. Was it was that your plan when you went to law school?
Yeah, I was always in the music business with Stetsasonic, mm-hmm. Being the first group that I put together with Daddy-O.
Mm-hmm.
The first record they put out was about the motherland, South Africa, and the freedom of the apartheid, or what have you. But I always did it from a cultural perspective. A lot of people don't understand what the real story is behind the way I did things. Mm-hmm. And probably for the first time, I'm going to mention it here. When you think about the chronological way I did things, when D'Angelo came, when I met D'Angelo in Virginia initially, and in New York, D'Angelo had Jerry curls in his hair. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I know we're in the South. But I'm saying from a culture aspect, you know, right. Buzz wasn't really wearing cornrows or what have you.
Right.
And
yeah, and that's what I said. And it seemed like it was, it just organically grew. But right. In hindsight, you know, there
was definitely
very... It was very well executed.
It was very much planned. Like, even with Chico, you know, they had this thing about, oh, light skin and wavy hair.
And so, Chico.
And Chico the barge. So I cut Chico hair off. He was a pretty boy. I cut his hair off and he was bald headed.
Mm-hmm.
When I met Erica in Dallas, Erica Badu, who's hosting the Soul Train Awards right now. It's so funny because someone called me and said, both your artists, Indiari and Erica Badu, are singing together. And I know they didn't necessarily get along initially. And I was like, wow, I missed it. Oh, man, but I'm with you, so that's better.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's interesting because Sisters wasn't wearing, you know, they was wearing the extension level, but nobody was wearing the head wrap, which is the Egele.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't wearing that. And then, you know, there was this thing that you had to look a certain way with women. So I got Indiari, dark, full, natural, and put out the video. I'm not the average girl from your video.
Yeah.
So everything I did was for a reason. It wasn't them saying, oh, let's do this. I knew I had to make a cultural shift also with the music that was being put out for the artists to match their clothes.
Yeah. And we'll be right back on the other side. Kedar Massenburg, the cultural shift. Right here on Hot Talk.
We'll be right back on Hot 105.
You better strap on those shopping shoes. The biggest, most momentous, earth-shattering shopping event of the year is upon us. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Black Friday sale at American Signature Furniture. Now through Monday, hurry into American Signature Furniture and get savings as good as a tax break, plus free delivery. Or no interest financing for 60 months with your Signature Plus credit card when you spend $9.99 and up. And that's how to buy the perfect piece at American Signature Furniture. Financing subject to credit approval. See store for details.
This season, Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung holiday heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. Here is your 30 seconds of fame. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. Without your trusty plow, ordinary citizens would be forced to use snow shovels. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
What makes the holidays so great? Plenty of refreshing Coca-Cola and those unsung holiday heroes who make the season extra special. Like the guy braving sub-zero temperatures to put up the best light display in the neighborhood. Or the driver working overtime to drop off last-minute gifts this holiday season. Take a moment to share one with your holiday hero. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
This message is being brought to you by Headliner Market Group, known for having the hottest and biggest events in the country. For one night only, Tuesday, November 29th, Grammy Award superstar Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige hosts the biggest after party of the year, Tuesday, November 29th. Find out where this highly anticipated event will be held. Email info at headlinerworld.com and follow Headliner on Instagram and Twitter at Headliner World.
Great news, holiday shoppers. Visit Orlando is turning Black Friday into Attraction Friday. From Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, you can save 5% on already discounted attraction tickets at visitorlando.com. That means 5% off Orlando's world-class theme parks, water parks, dinner shows, even pro basketball. Just go to visitorlando.com and explore all the amazing experiences that await. To get your Attraction Friday discount and free shipping, use promo code GIFT. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like an Epiphone Les Paul Special One electric guitar for just $79. A pair of Tascam Studio headphones or an AKG vocal mic, your choice, just $19. Or guitar stands or wall hooks, 2 for $10. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Make spirits bright for every musician on your list. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Joe, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables. Miami's Hot 105. Keep it locked right here, y'all.
A Cox Media Group station.
When things come up and I need extra cash, I do the practical thing. I look at my options and I do what makes sense.
See if an AmScot cash advance is right for you. AmScot, up to $500 fast with no credit checks. Some restrictions apply.
Running a business is hard. Developing a successful digital marketing strategy shouldn't be. Whether you want to drive traffic to your website, increase phone calls, generate more in-store visits, or increase sales, CMG Local Solutions can help. As your personal digital advisor, CMG Local Solutions works with you to map out your digital strategy, implement a plan, and deliver results. Visit cmglocalsolutions.com and connect with digital experts you can trust, based right here in South Florida. That's cmglocalsolutions.com.
Quitting tobacco isn't easy. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, Tobacco Free Florida is here to help you quit your way. When you call Tobacco Free Florida's phone quit service at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW, you'll connect to a quit coach who will help you assess your addiction by starting you off with a personalized quit plan. So call us at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW to double your chances of success. No judgments, just help.
Hello, Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use dental floss to cut delicate baked goods.
Floss can also be used to lash pine boughs together to form a sturdy lean-to or fashion a makeshift kilt.
Life Tip 2. A local Geico agent could help you save hundreds on your car insurance. They're the number one auto insurer in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and the largest in Florida. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance.
A Geico agent could save you even more on motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance as well. They even have military and federal employee discounts, and they're not afraid to use them.
Life Tip 3. You can make your own heat wrap by microwaving a sock filled with uncooked rice.
Your sore muscles will melt, and you'll put your otherwise unproductive rice grains to work.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hot 105.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105.